I came out of my sober man phase, which was from about, I'd say about 1980 to 1995, you know, I had my cape on, you know, armed with steps, concepts, and traditions. You have an alcoholic with a drinking problem. Give them to me. I'll teach them how to properly work the steps. And, you know, and it was wonderful. Best work I've done in my whole sobriety. But like all enthusiasms, it has a shelf life. And reality, as Bill said, sometimes, you know, black and white is great, but, you know, at some point we got to start mixing a little blue. And so to the point of, what was that reading? Well, that reading was from a book that was originally published as The AA Way of Life. Bill never would have let him call it As Bill Sees It, right? And what he did, when you read the foreword to the book, he says, I've taken these things and I've changed them a little bit because of the change of language, and so that they're more understandable to the current audience. So he rewrote the third step prayer. He changed it from victory, which is the kind of language that you use when you're newly sober, to transcendence, which is fluid, which has ups and downs and ins and outs. And so when we, you know, and this weekend we are going to get to hear the most wonderful presenters share all kinds of wonderful information to inform us and make it so that we're able to be more effective in our working with others and more effective in our relationship with a power greater than ourselves. And I'm allergic to fundamentalism, having been one, just like our wonderful speaker last night. And that was such a great participation. Thank you. But you know, you get that righteousness going, and you find out that so every person here, one of my most fervent prayers for you is that you will go to Stepping Stones website and you will get on the archive. Best laid plans, thank you very much. We were gonna do a PowerPoint for the folks in the back, but we're gonna swap it up to them. Thank you so much. The Stepping Stones website, and there's an archive there. There's a digital archive, and what we've been able to do the past 7 years is we've been able to digitize every letter that Bill and Lois ever got and sent back and forth to other people, so that you don't need people like me to interpret things to you. We're in a new phase of information in the fellowships. We no longer have to worry about or look at what it is that people are, how people are spinning things. And it's exciting. So you can actually go on there, and if you're a biker, you can go Bill and motorcycles, and there it is. And you can read a letter that this guy sent to Lois because Nell Wing, Bill's secretary, and this is after he died, wouldn't send the picture of Lois on the Harley because they didn't want it to be involved with outside issues and Alcoholics Anonymous and all this stuff. And Lois sent it, you know. But he said, you know, this is going to really help us and work on the prisons and stuff. So you can do that, whatever your enthusiasm is. So I really recommend that you do this. But what I've been able to do for the past 2.5 years is to be the beta tester for the digital archive. So I've had more access to Bill Wilson than just about anybody, you know, as far as probably the Nell Wing who typed it all. And it's humbling. And it's a lot of fun, because I feel like I know the Bill Wilson of the coffee shop, not the Bill Wilson that we tried to make him. He never wanted to be a demigod. He never wanted to be deified. He knew who he was. He was just another drunk trying to get